You're listening to the NarniaWeb.com podcast, and I'm your host, Rillian. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the NarniaWeb.com podcast, the Narnia Web Council. I'm sorry about the decreasing regularity in the podcast, decreasing frequency. It's just partly because of the change in my schedule and also the fact that there's just a little less news to go around these days. But nevertheless, we are back, and Glumpuddle will be joining us today, and we're going to be discussing some issues on basically just what's going on with the next film.
We're talking about the Dawn Treader release date. And we've got a poll online and on NarniaWeb.com. You can go and vote. And basically, Glumpuddle, tell us why you voted the way you did. And I ended up voting the same way, too.
I voted to change the release date later in the year. And
now why would you want a stupid thing like that?
I can't imagine. Well, let me tell you why right now. You know, now we've got, you know, Paramount's changed the release date of Iron Man 2 the same day as Dawn Treader, May 7th. And obviously, you know, in the last podcast, we were talking about, oh, they'll probably change it. We think they'll probably change it. And now we're basically sure they're going to have to change it. They've got, I would say later in the year, just because, you know, I gave a lot of reasons, I think, why in the last video, why I think Narnia should be more of a Christmassy kind of film than a summer kind of film. So, and it's just what it just meant to be. And so I think, hey, they've got to change it anyway. Let's get in. Summer is looking kind of crowded. Now, obviously, yeah, we have to admit right off the bat that trying to avoid all competition is a really dumb way to market a movie. This is still Narnia. This is still a PG fantasy film. We're going to have to go up against something. But I think that Christmas is somewhere in the month of December is a much more ideal place for Narnia.
You get away
Prince Caspian shows.
You get away from Iron Man 2. You get away from Prince of Persia. You get away from Shrek 4. Tagline, why bother? And you also get away from, you know, some of the other films that are, you know, the Hornet film, which are superhero films, which we've definitely learned in the last 10 years are a force to be reckoned with. You know, I think that people who study film history from 2000 to 2010 will be basically, I think, largely considered really the time when all these amazing and not so amazing, some of them, comic book movies came out. I mean, you had X-Men starting in 2000. People thought, wow, you can actually do a good one. But yeah, mm-hmm. I think that was it November 17th is Harry Potter 6?
I think it's 18th or 19th.
18th it'll or 19th.
No, it's going to be Harry Potter 7 Part 1. I guess it'll be.
Oh, that's right. Harry Potter.
Harry 7. Potter 7.5 or something like that. I don't know.
They're calling
no.
that.
No, I the official title is Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Okay.
Is that's November 19th, I think, 2010. So that they would definitely have to avoid that. That's a case where the Harry Potter franchise clearly has a huge advantage over Narnia, and I would want to put Narnia. I mean, I don't see anything else on the schedule except that Disney's Rapunzel movie, which releases on Christmas Day. So I think try to get that same weekend that Wardrobe had, or maybe the week after, where all the Lord of the Rings films were. I think that'd be a great kind of event.
Yeah, well, I definitely agree. I think that I think you definitely need a month of distance between. I think a month of distance or so between Potter and Narnia would be good enough. I mean, if it's not going to be able to compete against another fantasy film with a month of distance, I don't know what will. I think a lot of it will really depend on how they market it. I mean, if they market it the way they did Prince Caspian, it's not. I mean, they have to market it more. I think more like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe in the terms of the feel.
A magical family event that still looks might be kind of appealing to teen audiences, which is what I think The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was.
Yes,
There's a
indeed.
PG film based on a classic children's book, but oh, it might have some cool action scenes too, so.
Yeah, and I'll be interested to see how they do that. I've always been wondering about the sea serpent scene and things like that, and of course they mention a pirate fight that took place before the children got there, and it makes me wonder, is that something they try to sneak in? But
I hope not. I mean, you've heard, I think, Ben Barnes said that Don Trier is much more of an adventure film than an action film. And so I really hope that they stick to that and just embrace the book for what it is rather than trying to turn it into something else completely. And
Yeah,
it's
like
not an
the
action
script.
story.
Oh boy,
That is so for another episode.
that is some. I think we should actually, after it comes out. Unfortunately, I didn't
Compare.
compare. I wasn't able to really save it. I tried to save it to my hard disk, but I couldn't get a
We can look
copy.
at it.
Oh, you have it?
I'm sure someone does.
Oh, okay. Because I couldn't figure out whether you had it
I
downloaded.
didn't read all of it. I kind of skimmed most of it just because I didn't take it seriously. It's like this is an early script. This doesn't really tell
Well,
us
but
anything.
if you look at some of the early ideas they had for the Lord of the Rings as well, there's some stuff that made it in there. You're going, what?
What?
Come on. So, yeah. Well, so what? If you were to guess, I mean, do you think? I mean, we were jo in the earlier podcast. We're saying, oh yeah, we should just move it to, take over Walt Disney and Walden, and just we should move it. But what do you think they're gonna try to? Do you think they will see the light and try to shoot for a November or December release? I think they probably will.
I'd say right now I'm about 75, 80% certain that they're going to push it to sometime much later in the year.
Because if it was just, I mean, I would have thought, if they were, let's say it was late 2007, and they were looking at, boy, should we push back Prince Caspian? It'll be going against Iron Man 2, and these film critics like Klumpuddle are predicting it's going to flop, so maybe it'll do well. I think that there they might have considered moving it to later in the summer, but then they would have saw The Dark Knight looming, so they probably thought, well, there's not really any place better we could have it. And they probably said, well, with the way we're marketing it, it really should be a summer action film. But here, I think, like what you were pointing out, the fact that it's going to be hopefully more an adventure film, I think films like that do tend to do better between the Thanksgiving and Christmas area. And I think also just a family film. I noticed a lot of people with family get-togethers around that time of year, I think kind of helps the movie, because if they're going, well, let's go watch a movie, it's kind of, well, what's one the whole family could see?
Definitely.
Well, there's Harry Potter, but there's also Narnia, and if it's closer to Christmas, it's going to be Narnia because they've all seen Harry Potter.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe released just a few weeks after Goblet of Fire. And Goblet of Fire actually had a trailer for Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And so
Thank
I
you,
think
Harry
that,
Potter.
yeah, exactly. And so I think that, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Totally lost my train of thought there, but I think it would be a great kind of. Don Treader seems to work well as that kind of event, like what you're talking about, sort of a family event kind of thing.
So, do you have your profound thought, Glumpiddle?
I've got it. I was wondering what the release date changed. Just the fact that Paramount changed the release date of Iron Man 2 to the same day as Don Treader. What does that say about the state of the Narnia franchise? What does it say about how much is expected of Don Treader? If obviously Iron Man 2 is going to be a big movie, but does it show that very little is expected of this franchise now? Because Iron Man 2, did they just know that, well, Don Treader will have to move, we have the clear advantage? Is that a reflection on maybe this franchise that just maybe Prince Caspian isn't an isolated incident? Maybe the franchise is in real trouble.
Yeah, well, it's basically turning into sort of a Cold War effect between, who one stands up, all right, who will back down first, sort of game of chicken. So I guess we'll have to.
I kind of had to say, kind of, we kind of have a bit of a cold war between King Kong and Wardrobe, where they were kind of fighting over that Lord of the Rings week, which ultimately King Kong won, but obviously Narnia had the last laugh on that one. But from here on, from here on out, this is the Narnian Cold War. We'll refer to this Iron Man 2 and Disney. Who will blink? then I think it'll be
like
Disney.
Narnia
75-80%
sure. Blink.
But I'd say at this point, 75-80% sure it'll be changed to November, December, or sometime later in the year.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see. Perhaps even we'll find out more in the next few days. But I hope it's not November. Unless it was early November.
Yeah, because they can't release it. They have to completely avoid Harry Potter. I mean, obviously, like I said before,
put about a month distance between Harry Potter.
You can't avoid all competition, obviously. But but Harry Potter, you got to avoid that definitely.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to certainly see what comes about of all this. Thank you very much, Bumple. Mm-hmm. This was a great discussion, and it'll be interesting looking back on from the future, looking back at what's happened.
Always,
around here.
Definitely.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And that is the end of the discussion. If you want to email us, you can email me, rillian@narniweb.com, or you can email Glumpuddle, glumpuddle@narniweb.com. You can go ahead and make sure you check up on narniweb.com for the latest news, and be sure to discuss the Cold War in the forums. And make sure you check on narniweb.com for all things Narnia. You can also vote and put down what you think would probably be the best time for the release date. Hope we didn't bias you in any way. Thank you very much, and until next time, I'm your host, Rillian.